We live to give. Giving is in our spiritual DNA. Our inward man, the spirit that by grace dwells within us, yearns to give. Why? Because the source of that spirit is the greatest giver the world has ever seen. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Giving is not exclusively financial, but includes giving of one's time to bless another, time spent in prayer for another, and time spent praising the Father in spirit, tongues, and in our understanding. Giving is an expression of our love. For God so loved the world that he gave. Can I encourage you to revisit those scriptures shared in Thought for Today, entitled Every Man According as He Purposes in His Heart, So Let Him Give. They are vital if we are to understand fully the ministering to the saints as set forth in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I feel more detail must be shared on financial giving before we move on. In the first century church, Paul and the other elders of the church instituted a collection for the saints, whereby finances and goods were collected from cheerful givers. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. And then they were distributed to those saints who had needs. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12. Today, very few, if any, Christian organizations operate upon these biblical principles. The vast majority operate under charitable status, whereby they collect offerings, but by law can only withdraw finances to pay for expenses incurred in the everyday running of that charity or for the purchase of property to build churches, etc. They cannot, by law, take those offerings and distribute them to those who have a need. Why is this so? Because charitable status means they don't have to pay tax on offerings received. They can recoup all sales taxes on expenses incurred and can even recoup taxpayers' offerings from the revenue commissioners. But we must ask the question, is this charitable status biblical? Ask your pastors or elders if this is true. I believe, as no such biblical entity exists today, our Heavenly Father desires us to give a portion of our abundance to bless the saints. How much do we give? Well, we live in the age of God's grace, and ultimately our Father lets you make that decision. But the Apostle Paul encourages us in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered or benefited him. Paul suggests that we put aside a sum each week, having reflected on how much the Father has blessed us. That's all the scriptures tell us. I receive my pension payment on a Friday. Having meditated upon the Father's blessings, I immediately place a portion of that payment in my giving wallet. How much? That is between the Father and me. I carry that giving money around with me at all times. You just never know when the Father or the Holy Spirit will prompt us to give. If I attend a church and the collection basket comes my way, I gladly take a portion of my giving money and place it in the basket. They have bills to pay, and if you attend, can I encourage you to support them? How much? Ask the Father, but just enjoy giving. If I attend a house fellowship that doesn't ask for an offering, I will use some of my giving money to buy cakes, biscuits, tea and coffee, to bless everyone there. How much? Ask the Father. Do I tell all and sundry that I brought the cakes, etc., No, I just leave them in a bag in the kitchen. But the father knows. It's the same with the collection basket. Crumple up your cash and make sure no one sees how much you contribute. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your heavenly Father. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, and praise to you, Father, praise to you. These are fabulous verses where our Lord Jesus teaches us about our attitude when giving. Again, can I encourage you to meditate upon them? If we receive free biblical materials and teachings from Christian organizations, churches, etc., I think it only just and fair that we should contribute to their costs, expenses, etc. We are to keep in mind, however, that they cannot distribute excess funds to saints that have needs. Prayer and thanksgiving always precede righteous giving. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, Paul encourages us to meditate upon the Father's blessings before we set aside our weekly amount to give. We are encouraged to be cheerful givers, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. And so to prayer. Paul encourages us to pray in the Spirit, tongues, and to pray with the understanding also. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Can I encourage you to pray in tongues to the Father? Pray with your understanding also and ask him, who can I bless today, Father? Who will benefit from my abundance? And then wait and listen for the Holy Spirit to prompt our spirit to give. Oh, what a joy it is to give to the saints. I thank the Father that as you give, he will increase your abundance so that you may have an abundance for every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Yes, it's miraculous that as we give, the Father will increase our abundance so we can give more to the saints next time. Have a glorious day.